on this Friday. I hope you're enjoying Abide 21. I'm going to read out of Mark chapter 6, which will be, if you're doing Abide 21, it'll be something that kind of goes along with it. For me, it's been just a lot of fun to take a little bit of a passage, read it, but then go back and then kind of work my way through, think about it a little bit more, things that jumped out to me later on the day. And so I hope that that has been something for you as well. Mark chapter 6, as you pick it up, it's one of those passages that's pretty familiar. Most of us are, you know, have read or thought about it. And so nothing maybe, you know, earth-shattering that you're going to hear different as you read, as you listen to our podcast. But it's interesting that Jesus, as we've been watching him in the book of Mark, he's just leading his disciples on a little journey of opportunity to step into a situation. It's going to be overwhelming for them. There's no way anything's going to happen. And then he steps up and says, okay, now watch. I want to show you who I am as a person. I'm going to demonstrate my power. And so you have Mark chapter 6. There's been lots of people around. And so the apostles returned to Jesus, told them all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. So that's in verse 31. And so people start watching where they're going, and then they're starting to follow him. So you pick it up in verse 35. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, this is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away and go to the surrounding countryside and villages, buy themselves something to eat. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them? And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they had found out, they had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So you have Jesus, and we know if you keep on reading, there's going to be 5,000 men here. And so probably the top of your Bible is a feeding of the 5,000. So you have disciples with Jesus. How are they going to solve the problem? We know people are here. It's a desolate place. They're going to get hungry. Let's go send them away. Just move them out. And then Jesus, like he does, he asks a question. What do you have? And so at this point, obviously the disciples do not have the Holy Spirit. And so they're not thinking, wow, we've watched him do this and this and this. And so I'm sure this isn't going to be a big deal. And so they go and gather the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Have you ever wondered what it must have been like for the individual to give up their lunch? You got 5 loaves, you got 2 fish, there's 5,000 men that are around you, and you're going to give up your lunch. You're going to say, okay, here's my lunch. I'm handing this over. Can you imagine the disciples coming back to Jesus and say, yeah, we got 5 fish and 2 pieces of bread. What do you want us to do now? Obviously, we don't read that in the text. But I think one of the things, and I'm sure you probably know this, but it's just a great reminder to us, it doesn't matter what we have. Just give it to Jesus. Just be willing to say, if it's 5 loaves, 2 fishes, here it is, 2 fish, here it is. Because when Jesus is around, things happen that are not normal. And so you and I today are, obviously we're not, there's nobody gathered around your house and you've only got 2 pieces of fish and you know, a couple pieces of bread, and you're going to go out and feed your neighborhood. But there are things that are, as you watch and as you see, that the gospel is asking you to come to Jesus and say, okay, I want to give this to you. And I'm not necessarily thinking sin. I mean, there could be that, but just your burdens, your concerns, your worries. And so as you're entering into Abide 21 on this Friday, what is something that the gospel wants you to say, okay, I'm surrendering. I'm coming to you. Even though you're overwhelmed, even though it's too big, knowing that whatever's in your hands, whatever you're going to bring, the one question says, even a meager resources when placed in Jesus' hand can bring forth a bountiful harvest of grace and provision. With Jesus, all things possible. Are we going to be willing to say, okay, here, this is what I have. This is who I am as a person. This is my life. This is my job. This is my family. I'm just going to give that to you. I'm yours. I'm all in. And then we step back and watch what the gospel does. Watch what God's going to do. as you go forward. And so Mark chapter 6, feeding of the 5,000, what's in your hand? Are you willing to give it to Jesus? That boy, 5 loaves, 2 fish. Here. He didn't know what was going to happen. But we read later on that everyone got something to eat, and there was baskets. There was 12 baskets full of broken pieces and fish. And then all those who ate were 5,000. So just that's just the men. So with Jesus, all things is possible. So Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather around your word, Mark chapter 6. Be reminded of your power. And so may we submit our lives into your hands and to allow you to do what you want to do. And we want you to get all the credit, all the glory, because Jesus, with you, all things are possible. Jesus, without you, nothing's impossible. Thank you for the privilege to celebrate, Jesus, your willingness to give your life so we can have the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. So I have life today. In your name I pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.